criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello, I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
KNZA.
Welcome back to Holton High School. One game to go. It's the boys' contest between Nemaha Central and Holton. Thunder boys come in 9-4. They are 5-2 in the Big 7 League, and John Thomas' squad has won 6 of their last 7 ball games after starting the year 3-3. I forgot to ask Coach Thomas, so maybe Mike Turpentine remembered to ask for me, and maybe Coach Thomas doesn't even know, but as I'm joined by Coach John Holliday and Coach Mike Turpentine tonight, I have down that Coach John Thomas is going for win number 499 in his Nemaha career. Did you confirm that, Turp?
I didn't.
You did. All right. Well, we'll just go with it then. We'll just go with it. We'll ask him when he comes out. Holton led by Eric Tate, second-year head coach. The Wildcats are 4-10 on the season. They are 3-5 in the Big Central's third game of the week. Nemaha's had a tight one earlier. They beat Royal Valley last night, 50-44. Holton beat Royal Valley on Tuesday night in overtime. Last night, Nemaha 13 over Hiawatha. So that's the matchup coming in here to tonight. It's the rematch, of course, and similar to the girls' game when the first meeting happened in Seneca, Nemaha came out on fire and led 17-3 at the end of one quarter. Holton came back and made a game of it, and ended up losing by 7 points in that first game of the year, 44-37. Nemaha Central beat Holton that night. But a new ball game tonight. We'll see how this one plays out. Let's go ahead and give you the starting lineups real quick before we take our pregame timeout. For Nemaha Central tonight, they'll start 5'9 junior Evan Olberding in the backcourt with 5'10 senior Carter Rottinghouse. Also starting is Cooper Kramer, a 6'1 senior. Abe Hilbert is the big man inside, a 6'4 senior. And also Colby Free, a 6'8 senior for Nemaha Central. Really good balance. Colby Free, Evan Olberding, Abe Hilbert, and Trent Thomas all averaging between about 8 and 10 points per game for Coach John Thomas. For the Holton Wildcats, their starters have been the same since they lost senior Kyler Catherines for the season. For Holton tonight, it'll be their two leaders, juniors, 6'1 swingman Braden Peak and 5'10 guard Bodie Dillon. Two sophomores in the backcourt, Corbin Fox, a 5'8 guard, and 5'11 sophomore guard Carrick DeDonder. And rounding out the Wildcats starting five in the middle is 6'5 junior Brody Meyer for Holton. But especially with Kyler Catherines out, Coach Holliday, a lot more pressure on Brody Meyer because we know Nemaha's length went free, and then the strength of Abe Hilbert inside is certainly a huge advantage for the Thunder.
Well, I was really impressed with Free the last time we saw him up Seneca tournament, how much he's improved since when Holt played up there early in the season to the mid-season tournament. That kid's made a huge difference. But Hilbert, boy, man, he's a man-child. He's a load. He's big, strong, athletic. Footwork's good, and really uses his feet well to move around. And, you know, has some range to his shot as well. And probably not as much as Free, but we're going to take a time out for
National anthem.
There we go.
Yep, we're going to step aside. Nemaha's won 3 in a row. Hilbert had the tip-in to start the stretch, beating Marysville 51-49 a little over a week ago. So it's Nemaha Central and Holton coming up next year on KNZA.
Farmer State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at Farmer State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome back here to Holton High School. Justin Fluke joined by John Holliday and Mike Turpinning as we get set for the boys game here tonight. Hope you enjoy it. So Coach Holliday talking about contending with Abe Hilbert and Colby Free, the size for Nemaha Central. Holton has been kind of streaky, kind of up and down, a team that can get hot at times, but has struggled to score at times, including last night's game against Perry LeCompton as well. So, Coach Turp, I'll ask you, you've seen the Nemaha boys a little bit. What do you think about the Nemaha team that Coach John Thomas has here this year?
Well, they're a lot better than they were when I saw them at the beginning of the year in person. And like you said, Hilbert is getting better every game, and he's a kid that really puts in time in the summer camps, and he's going all over the place playing basketball right now, and so they got him and Free inside, which are both a force. If they guards can find them, it'd be a good game.
Trent Thomas has missed the last couple games for Nemaha Central this week, but he is suited up and will play tonight. The 5'11 senior is one of four players that's averaging double digits for the Thunder. Mentioned Evan Oberding at 10 points a game, Freeze just under 10 points a game, Abe Hilbert's over 10 points a game, and Trent Thomas about 10 points a game as well. So four players for the Thunder that can get it done offensively, and that's been a little bit of Holton's problem, especially since Kyler Catherine's went out. A couple games ago for Holton, Braden Peek and Bodie Dillon scored all but 5 of their points. They got a little more balance last night against Perry, but Holton's going to need some other guys to step up and make some shots.
Well, that's very, very true. And, you know, you take a look at the stats, and kind of reminds you of the Perry team we saw last night. You got nobody that stands out for Nemaha Central. They got a lot of kids that can score. They defend the ball. It's going to be a hard team to defend and figure out who you're going to guard. Nemaha takes the opening tip. And Holton opens in a man.
So we're just underway as the Thunder will move from left to right on your radio dial. We're on 103.9 KNZA and online at mscsports.net. You can watch the game and listen to our broadcast on the Holton channel at MSC Sports. They're being patient. Hilbert now top of the key, drives down the lane and lays it in with the left hand. If Hilbert gets it anywhere in the paint, the chances of him putting the bucket in are pretty good.
This offense they run, like I said, we call it Cowboy, but, boy, you run it over two or three times. You really got to get to the backside, and here we've got Niemhall with a steal. Slow it down, run their half-court offense set.
First turnover against Holton now. Roddy now drives, and he's got a layup. So a quick 4-0 start with the Holton turnover, and Roddy now drives and scores on the right.
Back has helped him also. He had an injury in football.
Holton breaks the pressure. Now Peek pulls up on the baseline from 12. It rolls off. Rebounded by Free. Oberding will get it way up the court to Kramer. Pretty good football season for Nemaw again, defending their 2A state championship undefeated at the Thunder this fall. And Michael Glassick and company.
Yep. Mr. Rottinghouse, I think, broke his collarbone second half of the season and missed the first half of basketball. But he can shoot the ball. He did a little shooting last year from the three-point range and did a good job.
All of a sudden, as Cooper Kramer was able to hit the three-point shot, it was second-chance opportunity points for Nemaw Central, who got an offensive rebound. But now they lead 7-0 just 2 minutes into the game. Well, the first time these two teams played, Nemaw Central led 17-3. And a quick start here tonight on the road, it would appear as well. Peek against the man-to-man. Backs out. He's defended by Free. Now Bodie Dillon gets it. He leads Holton with 14 points a game. Peek is at 13 points per outing. Nice roll. Open is Brody Meyer.
Missed it. Get it.
Second chance blocked. Now Peek gets it with the left hand, and he missed. Brody Meyer again. And a foul. Holton got four shots all right underneath the basket. I'll try to get a couple points here at the line.
There's some tall timber under there for Neymar.
Foul on Cooper Kramer. First foul of the night. Brody Meyer to the line where he's just under 50% this season. Playing a lot more and playing a lot better since Catherine's went out. That free throw spins off. The Wildcats look for their first point of this game. They'll be home again on Tuesday. Holton will host host Jeff West to cap a five-game home stretch. Nemaw Central will be at Sabetha Tuesday night, their first of three games next week. Both free throws missed by Meyer, and it's still 7-7. Free to Rottinghouse. Now Hilbert steps up high to get it. Over in the far corner, Kramer fakes the three, gets it down low to Free, and he lays it in. 9-0. Four different players have already scored for Nemaw Central in the game.
Yeah, that's a good indication.
Yeah, that's a tough matchup.
Uh-oh, here's a 5-for-5 substitution coming for Holton.
Oh, they used to do that.
I used to.
His second five was almost as good as his first five most of the
probably,
time, though.
Probably better.
You should have came to some practices. You know, you talk about the wars.
I didn't mind the 5-for-5s, but it was when Holiday started 13, 14, and 15 on varsity. That's when I got a little lost. And a three-pointer by Carrick Nadonder as Holton gets on the board with a sophomore triple.
Boy, Holton was needing that in the worst way.
Yes, they were.
See, they get a stop here. They got a mismatch with there. They got the switch back.
Meyer
almost got it.
Meyer couldn't quite steal it away. Free tips it out, but they're going to say an over-the-back foul on
Free, I think.
Think so.
The second foul on Nemaw. Holton's going to bring five different players into the game. Coach Tate's talked about energy, body language, some of those things needing to be there consistently. And so now we have Braden Binkley, a senior, Marcus Barnett, a senior. Also off the bench, Caden Gill, a sophomore. Logan Altenberg, a junior, and Luke Lassie, a 6'7 junior.
See Braden Binkley in this. Oh, he's on the floor.
Yep.
He's using some energy. Talk about Logan Allberg, some energy.
Yeah, he's a big boy. 21.
6'7, Luke Lassie.
He missed last night's game because he was Scholars Bowl.
There's a steal. Now it's loose. Altenberg gets it. Can't get a shot up. Now it's through the hands of Binkley on the pass, and Coach Holliday gets...
...times he didn't turn it over.
If I turned it over, I had to go sit on the bench.
Turnover number two for Holton. Thunder have it, leading 9-3 over half of the first quarter now gone by. He lost it.
If Coach takes 5 for 5, gets what he wants.
Altberg will be called for the foul first. So obviously he wants these five to play well, but I think what he really wants is the message being soaked in to his starters for when they come back out on the
court. Be ready to play.
Right. I think every coach does that occasionally.
Well, I did a state championship game one time and it worked, so I was a genius that day.
I'll give it to you.
Because I wasn't playing Nemaw.
Creamer on the near wing. It comes to Olberding. Skip pass high to Free. Down low to Hilbert. Double teamed. Kicks it out. Creamer again makes the triple. Jump stop. Up with the shot. No.
Oh.
Rebound out. Hilbert knocked down Binkley. Graydon a little slow getting up.
I think he might.
Gets to both feet.
Maybe it's his back.
Back. Holding his back a little.
Yeah. He went down hard.
Taking just a minute to get recomposed here. Says I'm okay to the official. Holton will get it in with just over 3 minutes left here in the first quarter.
And they got to stop, so.
Oh,
half court call.
Man, but Freeze linked at the top of that zone, that's tough to deal with.
That's
Fix that.
Ball reversal. Tough.
Exactly. Got somebody in the middle like that.
You know, and I was impressed with him from the standpoint that he went from a couple possessions ago, he went from the top and got a defensive rebound on the back side of the board. So, very athletic young man.
Yes. He's the first one that I remember with that name. Is there more Freeze in
there?
There
are more. I taught a few of them, but... Athletically, I don't.
Oh, got an offensive foul. Oh, goal block.
I coached his van.
I just wondered with that size. I mean, he could do a lot with size.
As far as Nemaha Valley names go, that's not one of the bigger ones.
Five starters come back in for Holton, so we'll see if the message was received as Nemaha has it here underneath their own goal, up by 6. He's got some skin marks on his elbows. Lost some skin there. Still kind of holding that back. Here's Free over to Creamer. They normally do. Ball deflected by Dillon, but comes right back to Ronnie Nelson. He drives, missed the layup, and got fouled. Carter going to shoot 2 free.
Like the Chiefs game last week when they had a pass to the quarterback.
Or Jackson caught it.
Yep.
Got some receiving yards. You're a Chiefs fan, right?
Yes, sir.
Are you confident in the big game coming up Sunday?
Well, with Mahomes, I am.
Yeah. You're not going to Vegas, though, to take that one in?
I have to get a loan from Holliday.
Yeah, good luck to you.
That was on Braden Peak, his first. Both free throws are good by Carter Roddy now, so he's got 4 points now. And first up for Nemaha is Caden Peterson, a 6'2 junior, coming in for Free. 2:37 to go. Thunder lead by 8 points. Looking over the press. Dillon breaks the 10-second count. Ahead to DeDondre, who hit a 3 for Holton's only points of the day. Down low to Meyer against... He forces it up and off the window. Brody Meyer.
You got that little mismatch down there.
Brody quite a bit taller than Creamer. Now Roddinghouse. Ooh, off the face of Peak as he saved it in, going out of bounds. It'll stay Thunder basketball. Other offensive end. Big crowd tonight.
Big crowd. Bring them little kids in. Their parents will be here.
DeDondre nearly had a steal, and he does save it in. Great hustle play by DeDondre. First turn of Nemaha Central.
Let Coach take 5 for 5. Well, I was going to say it was working, but a turnover.
And a block. Peek got back to reject it from behind, swatting it up against the glass. Well, Roddy now's got himself in trouble, and now Nemaha resets, still leading 11-5. Minute 30 to go here in the first quarter. Hilbert,
travel.
The second five is doing a good job defensively, especially. Hilbert with the turnover. That's the second against Nemaha Central, so Nemaha will go to their bench again and bring in Trent Thomas, 5'11 senior, leads this team in assist. To Peterson off the bench tonight. Olsen's got their starting five back out there. They'll bring it right to left in the home white. Long pass to Dodon. Now Dillon against Thomas. Hands it.
Nemaha's got a deep, deep bench, you know. They can play a lot of kids and keep fresh bodies off the floor. You know, Holt's kind of riding the ship now after being down early. Buccaneer gets them right back in the middle of this thing.
Yes, it does. Fox on the drive. And out of bounds. It'll be Nemaha basketball. Oh. Corbin a little slow getting up. Had to draw some contact, but to no avail. And now Free will come in to give Hilbert a rest.
That's probably one thing that's changed in officiating. It used to be you drive in, you draw a little contact, there's an automatic foul call, but more officials don't bail you out like they used
to. No. Everything in college works its way down.
It does.
You think college men, though, are about to go to four quarters instead of two halves?
I don't know.
5 second count on Nemaha, so their third turnover. I feel like it's coming. I mean, they're already doing it for the girls,
right?
They do it in the NBA, do it in high school, everywhere else.
And
so
I think it's working. So, no. We've talked about this before. They lose a media timeout.
I didn't know
that.
That up somewhere.
I say it shouldn't be hard to do, but
Holton lost the ball. Olberding fakes a three, lobs it to Free. He goes up, and it's rounded out. And then it over the back on Nemaha Central. This one is on Evan Olberding.
How many points did Nemaha have when they brought their second five in?
They had nine.
They've brought something back in, but what they got? I mean, it's
2 points.
2 points maybe, yeah. Since then.
Yep. And Nemaha's not had the success as much offensively. We're down to 10 seconds left here in the quarter. Blocked by the wide open Brody Meyer. How'd he get that open? Easy lay-in for Meyer. And a three-point shot at the buzzer, no good. So it's 7-11 at the end of one. Nemaha Central 11 points. Holton 7 points. And we'll go to the second quarter after a one-minute timeout on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
Farmers and stockmen, we know you are always looking to the future. This is Troy from GN Bank asking, are you ready to improve your bottom line? Where others see stumbling blocks, we see opportunity. We have the people and products to serve your needs. We want relationships, not just accounts. We provide trusted resources, top-level service, and an ease of access that sets us apart. Let's talk about how GN Bank can serve your needs now and into the future. GN Bank, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
First, very special broadcast joined by John Holliday. Sports show, but it's kind of turned into a sports talk show. Fun. Starts. Fox driving in, and this time getting the foul called. First. Get KNZA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can do that.
It's free. Radio,
exactly.
Holton channel. Holton's made it a one possession game here as Fox has 11. What's the biggest lead that anyone?
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
Oh my God, Becky, look at those tires. They are so bad. I bet she thinks she can't afford them. But you know, I bet she hasn't called Wilson Tire. With multiple forms of financing and competitive pricing, they are sure to get your car on a safe set of tires without breaking the bank. So what are you waiting for? Give Matt and Terry a call at 785-362-8473 or check them out online at WilsonTireKS.com. When selection and service matter, call Wilson Tire.
KNZA.
Apologize for the brief disconnection there on KNZA. We've had a run of turnovers for Holton. Turned it over on three straight possessions, and then Bodie Dillon missed shot. Nemaw Central, who was up just a couple a little bit ago, has scored four straight points. And now the officials are talking things over here with 5:50 to go in the half.
Are they talking about whether the shot went or not?
It didn't go in, did it?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
It was a blocking foul.
Coming over to the camera.
We don't have that yet for high school. Talking about whether the shot went in or not. You got the replay there on the Holton channel. You can dial it up, that last play. So. Talking whether it's one free throw with the basket counting or two free throws.
I counted a shot.
I don't know either.
Do we have it on replay?
None of the three of us.
They didn't
got it.
Save the replay, but I can call it up real quick. I mean, you can look at the whole challenge, go reverse or whatever a little bit. It doesn't matter at this point.
That's
a three-point play for Thomas. I'll maybe check it during. Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, I just say.
They didn't ask us. They didn't want our opinion.
No. I didn't have an answer for them.
Now, foul on Chris Thomas. And that's going to be his second personal. Three fouls on Nemaha, two on Holton here in the second quarter. But Braden Peek has two personal fouls. Thomas will have to set with his two personals for the Thunder now.
I like the fact that the officials get together and talk. You know, they didn't used to do that. They don't do it enough in college.
You know, I've known you for 50 years, and that's the first nice thing you said about an official.
Well, they've done it twice tonight.
Up on the scoreboard right now, biggest deficit no doubt for the Cats, and they turn it over again. Fourth time in five possessions, that's nine Holton turnovers, and they trail 18-9 here to Nemaha Central. Like the Holton girls.
Pulling, climb back in it. We got
bench warning on Coach Tate.
Yeah, we never got that.
I've never seen that happen. I don't know what got into it.
You've never seen a bench warning? Is that what you're saying? You just got teed up.
We just got teed up.
Yeah.
We didn't have that rule.
Nobody ever warned me. The first time.
Yeah, that was a rule to put in.
Evidently after my time.
Evidently.
Ooh, alley-oop pass, but not finished by Carter Roddy now.
Out.
So it'll be Holton offense.
That's a little football.
Last to get knocked down by Carter Hike. Foul on Carter Hike is first.
And Carter got his money's worth on that one.
Yes, he did.
He didn't get shorted.
No.
Four fouls, though, on Nemaha, so with 5 minutes to go in the half, Holton will get two shots the rest of this quarter. Fox double-teamed in some trouble and bailed out with a reach-in foul, so there's five against Nemaha.
We'll be shooting.
Yep.
And as it was when Kirk used to complain to his officials and they would team up or warn him, he'd get the next 14 calls.
Is that how it works?
Well, if I had the right official.
Corbin Fox, 2-for-2 at the line already today, and now 3-for-3. Foul number two on Evan Olberding. He joins Trent Thomas with two fouls on the bench. And second one good, and we're going to get a timeout. We'll step away. I'll have the answer for you if the basket was made or not when we come back from this timeout. It's 18-11, Nemaha Central leading Holton. You're on FM 103.9 KNZA.
Aging brings a variety of life changes, some welcome, some not. One change that is not a normal part of the aging process is depression or anxiety. Holton Community Hospital's Senior Life Solutions is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals typically 65 and older experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes that are often associated with aging. If you would like more information, education, or discuss support, please call 785-364-9610. 364-9610.
KNZA.
Justin Look back with you, John Holliday and Mike Turpinning. We got the benefit of instant replay, kind of looking back to that previous. And the basket did go in, but it looked like Thomas had kind of come down with it, and then he put the shot back up late. So, but it did go in. That's what they were confirming, I guess.
Yeah.
But it could have been on the floor.
Three-point play for Thomas at the time. Put Holton down by nine, but now Holton's within seven here.
Not a good place to stop.
I was going to say.
Ooh. Ouch.
Oh. Nemaha right in front of the scores table at half court. Caught it in a horrible spot.
I was going to say.
They tried to save it in off Kaysen to Donder, and he... took a basketball to the midsection that has him in some pain. 4:35 to go here in the second. Jacob Boz on the scoreboard show later tonight. Earlier this evening, Nemaw led big in the girls' game and then held on for a 37-35 victory. ...18-11 here in our guys' game. Don't forget, at the end of this one, we'll also pick a player to bank on during our Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show. Player to bank on, sponsored by the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company in downtown Hiawatha. Holton's lineup is Meyer and Lassie, so they got two big guys, plus Binkley, Fox, and Dillon. For Nemaha, Hike stays out there with Free, Overding, Kramer, and Hilbert. Was this a timeout called or a... No, it's out off Holton, that's right. And then the timeout,
yeah, it's
off, right?
Timeout. Well, it wasn't out on Holton. They had him in a trap, and Coach Thomas called timeout.
All right.
Got Binkley checked in, and we can play ball finally.
Nemaha, the road purples, going left to right here for the remainder of this half. 4:30 to go in the period. Kramer in the corner for three. Rebound. Binkley couldn't hang on to it, so Free got the
long arm kids in there right now.
Yes, they do.
Free and Lassie and Meyer and Hilbert. Ball on the floor.
Little traffic problem.
Out of bounds to Holton. So I don't think we've talked about this on the air, but tonight John Thomas is going for his 499th victory. He is setting on 498, which is what I had prepared for coming into tonight. Turk got it confirmed for me, so he needs a win here.
No, he had a straddle. He was straddle line. Straddle line. We're good.
Here's Corbin Fox wide open for three. It's in and out.
In and out.
Nemaw chases down the rebound.
I tell you what, Free just like that. That's a hustle play to get to the baseline.
Yeah, he did a good job there.
Get the rebound. We got a battle going on here. Going to get Binkley with a foul.
Holton in a 1-2-2 lead, and
Binkley fouls Derek Wirtz, who's in there, 6'3 junior for the first time for the Thunder. So if Nemaw would win tonight, Coach Thomas would have a chance to get number 500 at Sabessa.
I believe
Tuesday.
That's right.
Well,
How fitting would that be?
That would be the icing on the cake.
I kind of wondered if Coach Thomas, you know, ever felt bad about the way he ended Scott Berger's coaching. That was undefeated, ranked number one the whole year. And Nemaw tripped him up the third time with a sub-500 record in the semifinals of Substate.
I can tell you he didn't feel bad. Scott's a good guy, but... You know, he's one of those guys when you beat him, you hate to beat him, but you'll certainly take the win.
There's an offensive foul on Nemaha's Cooper Kramer. Now he's got two. And are the officials trying to, like, kind of gain control back in this game? We're getting a lot of fouls called here.
Yeah, here recently.
There's been a lot of physical play, so they had no choice but to call it as well, but... Well, I never felt bad when I beat Turb.
No, you poured it on.
I don't think you ever felt bad when you beat me either.
Thunder lead by 7. Holton's got the ball.
Got a mismatch for that. Holton take advantage of it.
Fire wants the ball. Now Free gets switched back up to defend him. Fox puts up a prayer. And he's bailed out with a foul called against Nemaw.
Nemaw bailed him out on that one.
That's 8 fouls on the Thunder here in the second stanza. And this one's number 3 now on Cooper Kramer. So Hike's got 2, Olberding's got 2, Thomas has 2. Now Kramer's got 3 fouls. Good thing Coach Thomas has a deep bench.
Yep.
3:08 to go, second quarter. Fox. He is 5 for 5 at the free throw line. That's 5 of Holton.
Making a living there.
Just above a 60% free throw shooter on the season is Corbin. Got them both. 18-13.
Little full court action.
Holton's own press. Free comes to get it. Now Peterson will set it up.
You know, with those two big long kids down low, it's makes the zone very effective. You can really extend on the perimeter to caused some issues, some pressure.
Right.
They're going
to... Trying to draw him out?
They're going to draw him out. Well, maybe not.
Three in the corner for three. Swished it in. Colby Free. He actually won the three-point shooting contest.
Yes, he did.
He beat Corbin Fox of Holton in the championship.
Yes, I was kind of surprised at it.
The Jerry Odom three-point contest?
Yes.
Yep,
the
Jerry Odom.
Timeout called by Holton.
He kept that going for a long time.
You got any good Jerry Odom story?
Oh, he got all night. Jerry was a good guy. We didn't always agree, but Jerry's a great guy.
So around in a lot of the Nemaha games. Away for a quick 30-second break. It's Nemaha Central 21, Holton 13, and we're back in half a minute here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal, and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Kansaland Radio.
Give me some quick scores real quick. This is a boys' final already. Wow. Sabetha boys win, so they're still undefeated in the Big 7 League, but they only beat Royal Valley 34-21. How about that for a low-scoring boys' game?
Slowed it down a little.
Some good girls' games tonight. Marhill Mount Academy beat JCN in overtime, 48-45. The ACCHS girls beat Jackson Heights, 48-42. Hiawatha girls beat Perry LeCompton by a point, 38-37. Valley Heights girls beat Axtell by 38. Troy girls beat Lynn by 20. Royal Valley girls won big, 61-38 against Sabetha. Here's a Bodie Dillon three out of the Holton timeout. We're going to get another foul. Push off going for the rebound, and it's again on Nemaha Central.
He's got a foul.
Troy girls beat Frankfurt 47-42. That was a pretty good game. Frankfurt girls pretty good, but Centralia got him tonight.
But the third. For him, he stays pretty calm.
Trent Thomas with three personal fouls. Gonna have to go to the bench. Brody Meyer goes to the line where he's 0-for-2 already this evening and missed that one short. Oberding checks back in. Yeah, it's about trouble for Nemaha. It's getting a little more serious.
Yes, it is.
And a lot of these fouls have been away from the ball.
Exactly. Yeah, they're checking them over.
A couple offensive fouls.
Under a lead by 8 points. Check that seven as Meyer hits the second free throw. Brody's got 5 points in the game. But still nothing for Peek and Dillon.
Well,
those two aren't scoring for Holton. Yeah,
it's still in the game.
Trouble. 21-14. Minute and a half to go. Second quarter. A long three. Oberding twist it in.
That was a confident one. He didn't hesitate on that one.
Big shot. Third triple for the Thunder. First points for Oberding tonight.
Nemaha jumped in his zone. That record protects fouls?
I would say so.
More than anything
else? Pretty much have to.
Fox tries the answer. Another three, no good. Offensive board chased down by Dillon. Binkley fakes, gives it back to Bodie in the corner. Triple in and out. Thunder clear the boards, and they've got it with 1 minute to go here in the half. Only three fouls on Holton. They only have one player with two. That's Braden Peek. Now to 45 seconds left here in the second. Wirtz dribbles out of the corner. Now finds Oberding. Long skip pass to Hike.
Better get out of his way.
In the lane, kick out three.
Another
Oberding.
One. He's feeling it.
Evan Oberding, second triple set up. Give Hike the assist as he penetrates, kicks it out from the open look. Thunder up 13 just like that. Two big shots by Evan Oberding. 10 seconds to go. Hawks against Rodinhouse. Nemaud does not want to foul. Pink sets the screen. 5 seconds to go. Oh, better start something here. Fox
up.
Ball deflected. They don't get a shot up. Nemaud Central 27, Holton 14. And we've reached our Highland Community College halftime show. An 11-7 first quarter for the Thunder. A 16-7 second quarter advantage for the Thunder. And they're up a baker's dozen here at the break. Our halftime show with first half stats and more coming up next here on KNZA.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
She couldn't take her first steps without you letting go. He couldn't run off to his first day of school without you letting go. Taking off the training wheels, getting a license, seems like them growing up is about you letting go. For all those times, your State Farm agent is there, with college savings, life insurance, and more. Your agent's there to help you get a grip whenever it's time.
Dad, I'm getting married.
To let go again.
Call agent Gus Suarez at 364-3890 or visit Gus Suarez on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. With flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime of the boys' game. Big 7 battle tonight. Nemaud Central leads Holton by a score of 27-14. The Thunder scored the first 7 points of this game and really haven't looked back. They were up 11-7 at the end of one and lead by 13 here at the break. Holton had cut it to 7 points at 21-14, but Nemaud got the final 6 points of the first half, and those 6 points came on back-to-back 3-pointers by Evan Olberding. Nemaud Central made 3 threes overall. Holton didn't make any. The Wildcats, in fact, only made 3 field goals in the first half. They were 7 of 10 at the line. Nemaud made 3 of 3 at the free throw line. Holton had 9 turnovers in the first half as well. Nemaud Central only had 4 turnovers, so 2-1 in that department. Here's the scoring for Holton. Corbin Fox, 6 for 6 at the line for his 6 points. Brody Meyer has 5 points, and Carrick DeDonder has 3. The only 3 that Holton got in about the first 4.5 minutes of this game. For Nemaud Central, they have 6 players in the scorebook already. Colby Free has 7. 2 triples for Evan Olberding to end with 6. Carter Rodinhouse has 6 points. 3 for Trent Thomas on an old-fashioned 3-point play. Cooper Kramer hit a tray, and Abe Hilbert has the other 2 points. For Nemaud Central is up 13 here at halftime. Coach Holliday, thoughts on the first half?
Well, just, you know, kind of got behind early and battled back in it, but then Olberding takes over, hits 2 threes. You kind of crawl back in it, bang, bang. You do a great job on Hilbert. But Nemaud has so many kids that could have ability to score in a lot of different areas, and obviously for the 3-point line inside, et cetera, you got size advantage, set, and from everywhere. Just tough matchup, but you battle, and Holton's 2 leading scores have yet to score.
Yeah.
As, I mean, that's getting a lot of contributions from role players, kids that don't normally score, and, you know, the 5-for-5 substitution work, got some got some energy flowing again after being down 7-0, and kind of right there, just got to find a way to keep playing throughout some of the tough things. You know, and give Nemhaw credit as well. They've played through foul trouble.
Yep.
So they've battled their own adversity as well, and but still knocked down, drag out, big seven boys
exactly.
Basketball game.
Those last 2-3 provided a little separate. I'm sure happy about the game. And
be the focus. Overs, especially
John Thompson, the guy that presses the hub. Advantage with this piece of the like G.
Goes matching up and no cry what's going to need to in the half court.
Coach Thomas is expected well, but he expects multiple times a lot of pretty good group to spot in, and I think that's evident point and first different guys all
right
stepping up hitting offense. There's some disconnect last he had one of his forehead. Gets the best. There's
right.
Undefeated ranked number.
Solves a lot of issues when that. Never got a chance. I would love. And, but you just talked about Coach Pumps.
Right. Always focused. More so. It's like part of it's over. Tell me they. I was. You know, special thing. Worked on it.
Well, one thing. Old school. I had a
big or championship. Exact. Or did well, but one thing about Coach Thomas, whenever we would, they always had that zone match. He gave me some bad.
I never did run a lot of never. You don't got
yeah. It. Yeah, it's still three. This is.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, but not for me. In the group.
Ken, our first about the group. Okay, Olson or tax service could be online early quarter.
That Kerr holiday story.
All right, we're going to take a reset the third quarter just so.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Good basketball knowledge, basketball IQ.
Talking about Colby Freeze.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are.
And Coach Thomas told me they're trying to put a lot of weight on him, and he eats all the time, but he just can't get any weight.
Second half just underway here. Nobody's scored yet. Nemaw Central leading Holton 27-6. Holton had a blocked shot that ended up going out of bounds off them. So it's now Nemaw's first possession here of this third quarter. Justin Fluke with you, joined by John Holliday and Mike Turpin. Our studio engineer tonight is Cullen Feldkamp. And we got a foul against Holton on Brody Meyer. That's his second. So Meyer and Peek each have two fouls for Holton. For Nemaw Central, you got Trent Thomas with three, Cooper Kramer with three, Olberding has two, Carter Hike has two. So a little more foul trouble for Nemaw Central to deal with.
We're talking about. Now.
What's the problem? Something on the floor?
Evidently. They never did that for us either back when we coached. Just let her go. Who cares if you're on a wet floor?
Nemaw with the starting five. Carter Roddinghouse, Evan Olberding, Colby Free, Cooper Kramer, and Abe Hilbert out there for Coach John Thomas is setting on 498 wins in this game here tonight, two away from 500. Holton led by Coach Eric Tate with his starters as well. Fox to the Donner, the sophomore. Side
nice.
Wrapper out.
There you go. It took me to get that done.
It took Mike Turpin on the broadcast for us to see a dunk in a game this season. Colby Free able to finish. How about that wraparound pass to him, though?
Yeah, that was nice, too.
You know, Free's going to get the highlight reel, but his teammate got the points.
Yep.
So there's a steal.
Exactly.
Holton with their 10th turnover of the game. Olberding fakes, goes up, banks it in.
He's having a nice game.
Yeah, Olberding's got 8 points, but what?
Got a foul on.
Something
else. It was on the rebound. On the rebound.
It wasn't a rebound. He made the shot.
Yeah, but as he's coming down the floor, he just shoved the kid.
Oh. That's bold on him then. Olberding made the shot. He's got 8 points, but now he's headed to the bench. The basketball score is 31-16, right?
Yeah.
Or did they wipe it off?
It counted.
Yeah, it was when they were running back up the floor. I think they ran into each other.
So it's 16.
No, I think that's right.
It's 14 and a half. Yeah, it should be 16 now.
Yeah,
that basketball.
Nemaw Hall scored.
Oh, never mind. I got you. 31, yeah. Just over six to go here in the third quarter. Holton Pep Section trying to provide some energy for their team here early in the second half to try to make a push to get back in the game. Fox working hard to get a shot up, and a foul will be called. That's on Olberding, his third. Who was the previous foul?
20.
Oh, Kramer got
Kramer
his fourth.
Got his
Kramer. Okay, Kramer got his fourth. Olberding just got his third. Thunder still matched up defensively. Carter Hike has checked in the game. He's on to Donder now. Fox defended by Oberding. Corbin 6-for-6 at the line in the first half. Kept his dribble on his knees, but he's going to call him for the travel. He kind of tried to get up there.
That's
11 turnovers.
You can't get up. Nope. Got a technical foul for that.
For what?
Said you can't get up. Can't roll over.
You got a technical foul?
Yeah, I yelled it.
I imagine that's not the only thing you said to that official that
Actually,
night.
Actually, I think it was that night.
Really?
Where was that at?
Here.
Again?
I don't know, but the official never worked here again.
He what?
I said that he never worked here. In fact, the guy that called
I'm sure he didn't if you got a D.
That guy that called
work here.
That didn't happen very often.
No, it didn't.
You cannot roll over.
You never got one when we played it.
That's because you always said bad guy, thanks, but when they come back in, I said, I can't believe he's chirping on you like that.
Sure you were.
Emile Central with their biggest lead in the game, looking for more, and a reach-around foul on Carrick to Donder. Peek and Meyer, each with two. This one on to Donder is his first. Team fouls even at two here in this third quarter with nearly 3 minutes gone by. Lob into Free, who had a slam dunk a little bit ago. Muscles that one off the window and in. He can score in a lot of different ways.
Yes, he can.
11 tonight for the 6'8" junior. Now Dylan, a nice drive.
I don't think he's through growing either. I mean, I think he could probably add an inch or two next year.
Well, he's definitely got room for some weights.
Yep.
I'm not done growing either, but my problem is I'm growing out and not up.
I'd say that'd be consistent with all three others.
And first point of the night for Bodie Dillon as he makes the free throw here. The foul's on Abe Hilbert. It's just his second. Bodie Dillon, though, averaging nearly 15 a game. He's got his first point. Second free throw is off the back lip. Rebound, peek. They call a jump ball, and it'll stay with Holton. Trent Thomas reporting back for duty for the Thunder. Holton will have it underneath their own goal here. Dillon to trigger it in. Holton has not made but 1-3, and that was how they got on the scoreboard after trailing early 7-0 in the first few minutes.
Niebuhoff comes out, and they get out. They defend you outside the three-point line, so you'll get a good look. And a little flex action from Holton.
Cody Meyer thought about a three, now drives and kicks to Peak, who moves baseline, and scoop shot, it's spun out.
Tough shot there. Nemo had a guy come from the back side. But
pass up to Hilbert, who lays it in transition. Holton didn't get back defensively.
I was going to say, he's going to start to get away from him. Needs going to hang in this one.
4 minutes to go here in the third. Nemo Central hung on to win the girls' game by two earlier tonight here. Stay undefeated, tied with Riverside atop the Big 7 League standing. He cans it back to Dillon. Now lob over to the Dodger, fires from long distance. Nobody there. Still 35-15. Find three
luck
on the left block.
Yeah, it's tough to stop him.
Yeah.
He won the Jerry Odom three-point shooting contest. He's dunked it. We've seen him drive the lane.
Yeah, he can do it all.
That was...
Yep.
Tuck, a little quick rub and take advantage of his 6-7 frame.
Exactly. Only way he could stop that was fouling.
And they did. And they didn't stop him. Hit the first one.
First free throw
of the
night.
Oh, there wasn't a foul.
First free throw of the night is in and out. But the lead has grown to 21 as Nemaha is on a 9-1 run here to begin the third quarter. Yeah.
kids down low, they can really extend.
Some rim protectors.
They do.
Well, throws it away. Too far on Binkley's pass out of the reach of Fox. The old Holt turnovers tonight.
A timeout. Coach Thomas.
We'll take one as well. Looks like it's a full timeout. Our timeouts are all brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn, the perfect timeout snack, locally grown and produced just west of Whiting, online at popcorngifts.net. We'll return in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Foster, Ford, and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, the studio is Mike Turpening tonight. Here's a topic I want to bring up with you two. Tell me about basketball pet peeves that you guys have. Surely you got some basketball pet peeves.
Yeah.
You don't like
football? How would that be a pet peeve? That's great defense.
Yeah, but success, of course. But, there's such a fine line, and we never seem to get the benefit.
All right, Coach Holliday, you got a pet peeve?
Did you ever play defense to get a charge?
Well, we tried. You already knew what we were going to do. So.
Yeah, we probably should have drawn it for each other's playbook. But.
Nemaw Central basketball out of the timeout, leading by 21, their biggest lead of the game.
One thing about our defense is when we got to state, nobody's seen them. And because we ran kind of a matchup press, too, and nobody knew who was going to get trapped. So it worked well at state.
Colby Free just got fouled. They wipe off the basket that he made. So Nemaw will keep the ball. That's team foul number 4 on Holton here in this third. Last. Holton players knock each other down. With going to get two more free throws. Ike's not an offensive weapon, but man, when they bring him in, the top player takes.
Even ourselves with step. We always felt like once we got there,
yep,
we had an advantage because of. I think Riverside was the same way. Best teams. And
Jeff West was good back then.
Yeah, they did. Had they had tonight. A good.
Colby Free made both team points. Double digits in points. 3 for 4 at the line. He's done a little bit of a good rebound in a minute. Holton now. We're there against Team Austin. Altenberg checks in for and Thomas for
my pet.
Yeah. missed by Peter. And had a three-point try. Hansenberg missed the three last time down, and this trip, Bodie Dillon, third on a charging the shot, which ended the count. Going much deeper down their bench.
That would be Johnson.
One of two sons. His oldest son already graduated high school, right?
Yeah, the old the boy and the girl, yeah. They're both at K-State. Yeah, he's got a lot of substitutes in there now.
I don't know if Nemo has any starters actually in the game right now. They're looking out there. I don't think
yeah.
they do.
No.
We're under a minute. Nemo's keeping it here on what was a jump ball rule. Thomas? No. Long rebound chased down by Trent Thomas. No relation.
No relation.
Peterson to work, two hands to Trent. Nice step in the lane, knocked out of his hands. I missed an easy look. That's going to Holt. Coming back. Man, are having one of the holiday. 15 points here in the. We're about to the fourth. And Nemo's had a lot to do with that.
Right? Yeah, they have.
First game, Nemo jumped out to the big early lead, 17-3, and let Holton back in it. Only ended up winning by 7 tonight. Nemo has not let Holton make any kind of run whatsoever in this game.
And here we see Nemo jumping a 1-3-1 zone.
Yep.
Well, the thing about Nemo has improved a bunch since we saw him at the midseason tournament.
Yeah.
You know, you said
went,
they were 6-7, one of 6 in the last 7 games.
Yep.
You know, it's also one of the things that when you play that deep in the football playoffs,
right,
that first week and a half.
Yeah.
It's just
got to be.
Yeah, exactly. This team has an identity and play the way you know John Thomas team
right.
normally play.
Right.
Final 10 seconds. Nemo just lost it out of bounds. So back-to-back turnovers here in the final minute. Now, Holmes has been in four straight sets. We just haven't gone away in football.
No, but
yeah.
Well, there's not as many. Right. There's a three at the and over the front of the rim for Bodie Dillon. That's the whole quarter. For Nemo Simpson on every
greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
KNZA.
Justin Fluke joined by John Holliday and Mike Turpin. We're back and we're getting set for the fourth quarter as Nemo Central leads 38-18. They had an 11-1 third quarter, so Holton got a three-pointer to crawl off the iron by Bodie Dillon to end that third frame. Bodie Dillon and Holton's only field goal of the night, so it's a 20-point game here heading to the final 8 minutes of play. Logan Altenberg, Braden Peek, Carrick DeDonder, Corbin Fox and Bodie Dillon out there for Coach Tate's Wildcats.
They say Holt really went small.
Nemo brings back in starters Abe Hilbert and Colby Free, and also Evan Olberding. Trent Thomas stays out there along with Leighton Thomas.
That's a tough bucket.
It counts. Plus one for Carrick DeDonder. Right side of the lane, got one to drop in there off the window. So an and one on the first foul of the fourth quarter. Going against Abe Hilbert, his third. DeDonder's first free throw of the night. Hit a three-pointer in the first quarter. Now a three-point play gives him six. And Holton going to come out and press full court, man-to-man. Leighton Thomas breaks the press. Finds Olberding for three. No. Offensive rebounding position for Trent Thomas. So a foul against Holton. Again, Holton had it to a six-point game just before halftime. And then Evan Olberding hit two three-point buckets to put Nemaha up 13 at 7.
Yep, that was
big part of the game.
Big part of the game.
Runs. Game of runs.
Nemaha trying to get their 10th win of the season. It would match their total from last year. They're looking to get to 6-2. Still a couple games back, though, because the Beth and Prairie Lecompton boys are both still undefeated in the Big 7. And there's a basket by Trent Thomas. Pretty high percentage shot. Got in the paint and hit it.
Yes, it was.
No loss.
40-21, Thunder. Fox fakes the three. Out to Dillon. He turns and shoots. Left it short.
One of those flat-footed rebounds.
Skies for it.
Yep.
Holton hasn't been able to get many offensive rebounds for
sure
today. And Nemaha throws it out of bounds. 7 turnovers on the Thunder, but twice as many, 14 against Holton.
Little post-post screen, try to get a high-low look.
Knew that couldn't have been right. That score earlier that was Sabetha 34-21 said final, but it was actually halftime. Sabetha won 68-51 over Roll Valley. That sounds a little
there
better.
There we go.
Yeah. Sabetha boys undefeated, and Perry Lecompton taking on Hiawatha right now, trying to stay undefeated. The boys make 7 as well. Peak finally has his first points of the game. Not easy, but elevated and high off the window. He banks it home.
Is Sabetha undefeated on the season?
No, they lost the championship game at the Burlington tournament. And they lost their first game of the year to Marysville by just a couple points. So
that's
two total losses. Perry lost as well in the midseason tournament to Rossville.
To Rossville.
And they lost two games in their preseason tournament in Paola.
Oh.
But, you know, Perry went to the state tournament last year.
Yes, they
brought back
did.
One starter, and they're having a heck of a year.
They got a nice team.
We saw them last night here in Holton. Blocking foul against Holton.
Free since the three, but it's not going to count.
Say that 10 times faster.
I'm not going to say it again.
17-point lead for the Thunder that have the basketball here with 5:39 to go. Couple substitutions. And a timeout. What haven't we got in tonight? Anything you're wanting to pester or ask Kirk about? We're about to run out of time.
When I took my break from coaching.
And became official.
I became an official.
How long did that last?
Two years.
2 years.
2 years.
Long enough to get me.
It was one of those things. I picked up a lot of varsity games just because, you know, they needed officials. I wasn't that good, but.
No.
I had no. So I'm standing out. I get Roll Valley and Nemaha at Roll Valley.
And we were good.
And they were good. And Gary Swanson was the coach.
Were good.
At Roll Valley. They were pretty good, too. And I'm standing out.
Halftime.
Was it halftime?
I thought it was halftime.
It was sometime. We had a dead ball situation. And Terp.
Oh, almost had another dunk.
We got an and-one basket by Colby Free on the inbound.
Yeah. This little brat point comes up to me and kind of pulls Mr. Interpret sent her out, and she goes, what'd she say? Can my coach get teed up for what he thinks, or
no? Do you, can you get
can
teed,
you get teed up
for what you think?
And I think, and I go no.
And we did. We won the state that year, and that was one of our losses. He's an enemy.
That's
awesome.
I just laughed.
What was your response?
I just turned around and laughed at him.
Yeah, he looked at me.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it was.
Well, Colby Free completed a three-point play for Royal Valley, but then Braden Peake comes down and knocks in a triple for Holton. He's got all five of his points here in the fourth quarter. Peake also playing with four fouls right now for the Wildcats, but finally has made a couple shots. Here's a lob to Free, and Peake intercepts it. Holton down 43-26, Peake coast-to-coast, and fouled on the floor. Just the second foul on Nemaha here in the fourth quarter. But Holton's missed Braden tonight.
Yeah, they
have.
A
lot of different ways.
Yeah,
they
have. He's a difference maker. And for them to have some success, he's got to be able to score a little bit, make those around him better.
Him and Bodie Dillon both. Yeah.
Yeah.
Held in check tonight.
And I think Hilbert's probably going to go the football route next year.
Got some offers?
It sounds like it, yeah. I know Benedictine, he's looking at them pretty big.
How many college girls played your ranks?
I got all the good out of them, and they weren't very good at it.
Here's Peake down low, getting a little turnaround bank shot to fall. That's Braden Peake. Holton down 15 with 4:20 to go. Do you have a number, Coach Holliday? I know we've talked from time to time about all the girls, but
I think I ended up about 30.
Oh, my gosh. I don't have that many.
Hilbert down low. Easy shot for the big guy.
How many years did you coach up there?
Well, believe it or not, I was only head coach 13 years.
Oh, I believe that.
Yep.
You only showed up when they had talent.
I'll admit that I did the second time. But the guy that was going to get him left.
3-pointer missed by Fox. Dillon from the elbow, no good.
One of your Holton boys,
Visit.
Mr. Visit. Yep. He took off the, Colby, I think.
Did he go to Colby? Is that when he went to Wyoming?
He went to Wyoming after Colby.
Okay.
Is it true, Mr. Thomas told me, that he has some buffalo?
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
He's here in town. Has a buffalo ranch.
Yep.
Who?
Derek Bissett.
Derek Bissett.
Okay. He coached at Holton, too.
Yeah.
And
Nemaha.
Colby,
Nemaha, Casper, Wyoming, I think. Or
Leote, he started there.
Yeah, and then,
he was at Leavenworth.
Hawaii. I don't know if he coached in Hawaii, but he taught there.
Yeah, I don't know if he coached out there.
Timeout on the court with 3:38 to go. We'll keep it here. A quick 30-second timeout. Carter Roddinghouse just made a layup for Nemaha Central to put him up 47-28. So Thunder leading pretty comfortably here by 19. They're led by Colby Free tonight with 17 points. Evan Olberding and Carter Roddinghouse now both have 8. Got Abe Hilbert now with 6. He just made a bucket. Trent Thomas has 5. Holton has nobody with more than 7 points. And that's peak 7 that have all come here in the fourth quarter. Back to action, Holton basketball. Donder, Dillon, Peake, Altenberg, and Fox. Kind of a 5-guard lineup, Peake.
I think Coach Thomas might have his starters back in.
He's got most of them in. Free,
yep.
Hilbert.
Yep.
Roddinghouse. Olberding. And Kramer. You're right.
Yep.
The starting 5. Olsen misses the shot. Nemaha to the offensive end. They can be pretty patient here with just about 3 minutes to go.
Nice move.
Hilbert driving and getting fouled. He'll shoot 2. How about this, Terp? You know, we talk about the Nemaha-Holton rivalry, but Nemaha-Sabetha as well. This is one of the first years I can remember for basketball that Sabetha and Nemaha actually got separated into different sub-states this year.
Oh, they're not in the sub-state?
No, because Sabetha's going to Royal Valley, but Nemaha got separated.
Yeah.
Because Beloit's in there, Silver Lake, and
Silver Lake, yeah.
Rossville's having a really good year. So Nemaha got away from Sabetha, but
what saved me was we were 3A and Sabetha was 4A.
Okay.
And Holton
those years
when it came to sub-state.
Well, no wonder you had so much postseason success then, sir.
Yeah, we were ready for state when we got there.
Yeah, when they were 4A, we had to play them in sub-state, so.
No, when you were 3A, you had to play us.
Play them?
Oh, Sabetha.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
No.
That year you dropped down, and we were defending champs and got us in sub-state.
Here's a steal.
It's getting a little rough.
Emaw Central's Carter Rodinow took it away. Up 21 after Hilbert free throws, and there's a nice little teardrop floating shot by Evan Overding.
You guys had to tend with Oldie and Wecker, too.
Marysville?
Yep. And Oldie at Clay Center. And 4A, and I didn't ever have to deal with that.
I missed them. Well, we didn't.
You never did
we
have to.
Never had to play them.
Boy, Scott had to.
Yeah, he battled with them. But
yeah.
You know, I would sit down and take a look. You know, all the. You know, Jeff West made finals 1 year, and all the big seven teams that made the finals
1 year
through all those years. You know, and one of my favorite '94 team, Terp. Hutch, and
we got third.
And they stopped back through Salina to watch our game, and it was great to see him after the game.
Yep. Yeah, that was fun. They even let us in free, the whole game.
They should have.
So are you a fan of the third-place games? That's been kind of a controversial topic as well, whether they play those games or not at the state basketball tournament.
Well, since we won 4 out of 5, I
you like them.
Yep.
Noted.
But I will admit that some coaches did not buy into them. You know, your opposing coaches, they play everybody early. And I wasn't like that.
Played every game to win, right?
Yep. We're going to play it. We're going to play it to win.
52-30, DeMoss Central leading Holton by 22. We're under 90 seconds left to go here in the game. Braden Peak just made another basket for Holton. He's got 9 points. Evan Oberding made a couple free throws for Nemaha. So Oberding's got 12 now behind Colby Freeze, game high 17. And it'll be Wildcat basketball here. Nemaha's cleaned out their bench as well. We got all the backups at the end of the bench now in for Coach John Thomas.
With 499. That's a lot of wins.
499 tonight for Coach John Thomas.
Yeah, Freddie Meyer. He started under Darting as an assistant, and when Darting, so I don't know how many years that is. But
well, we got 34 on the books, is that right?
That
would
be it. He's
been head coach for 34 years?
Yep. Quick foul on Bodie Dillon of Holton. After Brody Meyer, that's 4 fouls on Bodie Dillon, and Nemaha going to get more free throws. Oberding. Pretty good free throw shooter. He's over 75%. That's actually one of the top three in the Big 7 League on the boys' side. He's 3 for 3 now tonight, has 13 points.
He's a tough little competitor.
Yes, he is.
Oberding, just a junior.
Yeah, we've...
Kramer got his fifth, and he did earn that one.
Kramer won a 7 seniors for this Nemaha Central team this year, so they're pretty senior heavy.
Yep, they really are.
But they'll have Oberding and Free back,
right,
with Wirtz and Peterson both playing a little bit as juniors this year as well.
Yep.
I don't know. I've yet to see in my 22 years in Northeast Kansas Nemaha Central ever have much of a down year. I mean, even last year, as I mentioned, maybe one of Coach Thomas's worst years, he goes 10-13.
Yeah,
you know, has a huge win in sub-state.
Well, in 34 years, that's only his second losing season. I know that.
That's pretty phenomenal.
Yep.
Under a minute we go.
Oh,
Holton lost the ball. Peak traffic.
Jump ball.
Now jump. 54-32. Nemaha Central led 11-7 at the end of one quarter. They were up 13 at halftime, led by 20 coming in here to the final 8-minute stretch.
You know, we've talked about some coaching careers, and, you know, Coach Thomas and his dad had a phenomenal career at Jackson Heights.
Won the Grand States.
Yep. 1976.
Win for Nemaw Central will be their seventh win in their last eight games.
Good time of year to be putting together a win.
Yes,
streak.
It is.
Yeah, I
it's
think February. They'll be competitive at some stage.
Despite all the opponents that are good.
Well, he should get a decent top four seed, the home game at least, in the first round.
Exactly, yep.
Final 10 seconds. Pete gets the basket. Nope, they called him with a travel. Wipe it off.
They could have given him that one.
So I assume you're in favor of and hoping soon that, much like 4A and above, that they figure out a way to seed and not just do these 18
subs. Now that's a pet peeve.
Okay.
There you go.
And I'll go even farther. I hope it doesn't get you in trouble. But Keisha is a pet peeve of mine with private schools. But living in Kansas City, those three schools, I've seen them cherry pick for. Well, I'll stop there.
Yeah, on that note, the game's over. So. 54-32 is the final. Nemaw Central does beat Holton. We'll take a quick break and be back to wrap it all up for you right after this.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
You might as well Friday.
Titles win. Titles win. Titles win.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergsten from Bergsten Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limpool, owner broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back one final time. It's a sweep for the Nemaw Central Thunder teams tonight. The ladies win 37-35, and Nemaw Central wins the boys' game 54-32. Both games started out with Nemaw Central jumping to big leads. Holton Girls came back and made a contest of it before falling by two. Nemaw Central hitting four free throws in the final 30 seconds and 8 for 10 in the fourth quarter to seal that win and stay unbeaten in the Big 7 League. In the boys' game, Holton didn't make that run to really get back ever within single digits in the second half and make this one close. And free throw shooting, again, was pretty good. I didn't realize it until I totaled up the stats, but Nemaw goes 12 of 14 from the free throw line tonight in this game. for win number 10 on the year and win number 499 now for head coach John Thomas. 15 turnovers on Holton. They go 9 of 14 from the line. Holton made 3 threes tonight. Nemoth Central made 4 of them. 3 of those came in the first half. Here's your final individual scoring numbers for Holton. Braden Peak leads the way with 9, but he got all 9 of them in the fourth quarter. 7 for Brody Meyer, 6 each for Corbin Fox and Carrick DeDonder, and Bodie Dillon tonight held to just 4. Holton with the loss now 4-11 on the season. Nemoth Central got a big night from Colby Free, 17 points. Evan Oberding chipped in 13, including 2 big threes that instead of a 7-point game made it a 13-point Nemoth Central lead. Oberding with 13, so him and Free combined for 30. Carter Roddinghouse chipped in 8. Abe Hilbert had 8. Trent Thomas scored the other 5 for the Thunder. Actually, Cooper Kramer had a 3-pointer as well. So 54-32 all. But John Holliday and Mike Turpinning give their final thoughts on the boys' game tonight, and then we'll pick our Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha player, the banker.
Well, I've enjoyed coming up. I'm glad you asked me. Maybe we can do it again next year if I wasn't that bad. But, yeah, the boys' game didn't turn out to be what we thought it would be, but the girls' game did come down to 2 points, wasn't it?
Yep.
Yep. Thrilling game there at the end.
Well, the DeMaul boys winning 7 of their last 8 after a 3-3 start.
Right.
Are playing pretty good ball.
Yeah, one last thing. You asked me some of my better players. Well, I don't want to get in trouble. Kim Henry, that just
stepped in.
Yeah, is a very good friend of mine, and I better mention her.
Yeah, you get in trouble for that.
Yeah, she was first team All-State also. So.
A lot of fun conversations tonight.
We did. Appreciate you letting us do it.
Yep.
We don't get together as often as we need to. We used to do it a little more often when he lived in Seneca. But, hey, we saw a Nemohal Central team that's in midseason form.
Yep.
They're playing at a top level. And just in time for them to go play Sabetha and Perry coming up on their schedule. So we're going to see some great Big 7 games at that level.
Right.
Coming up the next week or two, decide who the league champion is.
See what Nemoth can do with Sabetha. Never know what's going to happen in those games.
Well, yeah, that's true. Boy, if that ain't a true statement. That's
you mentioned we beat undefeated last year. They were undefeated. John did that twice. We beat them at Horton when they were undefeated.
And did Substate too.
I kind of remember that. I forgot about that.
That's when they shot all those threes, and they just didn't hit them that night, and we did. So he upset 2 of his undefeated teams.
How about our player to bank on tonight? Probably got a couple options for Nemoth Central, huh?
Well, I think, obviously Free and Oberding.
Yep.
But my vote goes to the slam dunk
man. Yep. Whenever you see a slam dunk in high school, you got to go with that guy.
Well, Coach Holliday and I hadn't seen a dunk all year, so,
I'm glad.
Don't be a stranger.
All right.
That was a lot of fun. We got the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up with Jake and Boz. You said you're a fan of the show, huh, Terp?
Yep. Right, when I'm up here and can catch it, sometimes I have to go out in the car, listen on the radio. But,
well, get that phone and computer working for you, on MSC Sports, man.
I get that, but I'm not smart enough to.
It's a smartphone and a dumb guy. After
yeah,
all
that's what it is.